a Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. This is Scott Hemman. I'd love to know what's on your mind right at the top of the program. And, in fact, we have a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week hotline specifically for you to let us know you're listening, where you're from, your comments, your suggestions, 855-200-1776. We use those on AM 1100 The Flag and AM 1090, the only talk radio in the Bakken, to make sure we're constantly connected with you, our audience. You're family to us. This is important to us to hear from you and let your voice be heard. And that's why that is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Anytime you leave a message, there's somebody on our staff that hears it literally within minutes, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So remember that. And if you don't wish your comments to be used on the air, and sometimes people don't, they'll just call and say, hey, I have a suggestion for you for a particular thing. You can say that. If you have a comment that you just want to get out there and make sure it's heard and have it used on the air, we'll do that too. 855-200-1776 is the toll-free telephone number. That's 855-200-1776 on the program we call What's on Your Mind. I don't know how, and by the way, Steve Bakken is headed for the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center at Fort Mandan today. He's in Washburn, North Dakota, because they have a big grand opening of their newly expanded center up there today. So we'll talk with some of the officials from there. On the program, we have Scott Garman of Unity ND, a group planning to put on a counter-protest to the visit of that white supremacist leader down in Leith, North Dakota, on Sunday. NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor will talk a little bit about just what exactly the visit of ESPN Game Day means as the latest feather in the cap of NDSU officials as preparations for the broadcast getting underway. And, of course, tomorrow, 8 until 11 a.m., there will be a live broadcast of is it 7 to 10 here? It's 8 to 11 here, okay. 8 to 11 Central Time tomorrow, downtown Fargo. So all of that coming up in the program, and, of course, our host of Normal and Nuts questions as well. We have a new sponsor to welcome to the program today, the Hurricane Truck Wash. So, truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, if you happen to be listening on AM 1100 The Flag, for instance, somewhere in Minnesota or eastern North Dakota or South Dakota, but you're headed for the Bakken, or if you're listening to us on the only talk radio in the Bakken, either way, there is a new sheriff in town when it comes to truck washes, and it's the Hurricane Express Truck Wash south of Senex in Stanley, North Dakota. Now, enlighten me. But my understanding is a truck wash is not a truck wash is not a truck wash, especially when it comes to Bakken mud. That there is something about that Bakken mud that if you just put it in a truck wash that was in any town on any interstate along the way, wouldn't do it. These folks have come up with a custom Bakken chemistry for their deep cleaning process, have a new sprayer technology that is the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota. They have two inside heated bays. They've got this down to a science where you're through this thing, and just the new technology. They got $3.5 million into this, so the technology is state of the art. The speed is incredible, and so you don't have to waste time or fuel, and you really get through there quick. They also have a lounge for VIP service, and on Fridays they're barbecuing. So today they're barbecuing, and they said, Scott, tell you what, anybody that comes in today, free barbecue on us and a free engine wash in addition to the regular wash. And they're very competitive. They are very competitive. If you've been to Minot or Williston or any of the other places in the Bakken for truck washes, these folks, a better, quicker wash for less bucks. So it's a great deal. It's the Hurricane Express Truck Wash. Now, the tricky part is getting there until the bypass is done there in Stanley. They're actually on the bypass, but the bypass is not completed yet. So, easy way to get there is if you pull into Senex, just keep going south and you'll find them. Otherwise, off of highway, look for the signs in what will be the truck bypass just south of the Highway 2 intersection on Highway 8. You can head west there and you'll find the Hurricane Truck Wash. And do me this big favor. When you roll in there, number one, say, hey, I heard Scott Hinnom talking about this on the radio, so I want my freebies. Where's my freebies? Because you deserve them. It helps us, too, because they know you're listening to us, so we appreciate that. Could help each other in that regard. You'll get a freebie, and they'll know that, hey, you heard it here, and that's how you found them. And second of all, call us and tell us what you think on that hotline after. And tell us, in fact, what others have, that this is really living up to its billing. Okay? 855-200-1776. All right. On to some news headlines here. Yesterday during the program, there was some breaking news from the New York Times. Aha! Pope Francis is critical of the Catholic Church. We love it. Oh, they just were breathlessly going crazy with this report. I chose not to even acknowledge it during the program for the following reason. Mainstream media sources so loathe the Catholic Church, they're incapable of reporting with any kind of accuracy. So I thought, I'm going to wait. I'm going to read the transcript of whatever they're reporting on, and then I'll decide. Because I've seen this happen before. And Pope Francis is an extraordinary leader for the church. I think he is, he's doing, well, the good Lord's doing a lot of work, in my view, through him, without question, to open up some eyes and ears. But what was reported yesterday was a prime example of how you cannot trust every media report you see. And you know what? In this day and age, you really don't need to. You really don't have to rely on a particular media resource solely, unless you're just sort of being lazy about it and just going to take for what you read. I immediately, after the program yesterday, sought out American Magazine. America Magazine. It's a Jesuit National Catholic Review. And a number of priests, a number of editors from this publication participated in assembling some questions for the Holy Father. And the full interview is available at americamagazine.org. Go check it out. Okay? This exercise will do you a world of good. Because if you read the full interview first and then go back and read the New York Times and Associated Press and everybody else's account of it, you will see how they twist things. See, the mainstream media would love for the Catholic Church to say, you know what, if you want to have an abortion, have an abortion. If you want to kill an unborn baby, go ahead. And you know what, if you'd like to disregard the teaching of Jesus on what defines a marriage, you know what, just if it feels good, do it, okay? And by the way, the teaching the church has on contraception, that is well founded in just an extraordinary bit of teaching. If you took some time to understand it, you know, one thing about natural family planning, it's not something that is a real sort of a good coffee talk radio talk show topic, because it's a little personal. But here's how I can put it in a nutshell: marriages in which natural family planning is practices fail at an infantile percentage compared to every other marriage. So there's something there that's worthy of pursuing, okay? Anyway, the media thinks all that stuff's crazy talk, wacko, and they can't wait for the church to say, see, we're wrong. So what the Pope said in this interview is, in a nutshell, can't talk only about those things or only about issues of morality. We got to start at the beginning, the gospel. And so just do yourself this little favor. Contrast the two and you'll get a good sense of it. Now, let me throw some praise at the media, because in the Forum today, Fargo-Moorhead, and in Forum newspapers in Dickinson and Jamestown and the Grand Forks Herald, Steve Lee from the Forum News Service took the words from the interview and actually went to Catholic officials from the Catholic diocese, one in Fargo and one in Crookston. And the two individuals quoted, the chancellor for the Fargo diocese and the vicar general for the Crookston diocese, Father Luke Meyer, by the way, a Fargo native, the chancellor for the Fargo diocese, and Monsignor David Baumgartner for the Crookston diocese, did a fabulous job of saying, oh, wait a minute, you have to take this in context. So I give the forum a lot of credit. And they put it right now. So here's the headline from the AP story. Pope warns church must find New Balance or fail. Blaring headline. Pontiff criticizes church emphasis on abortion and gays. He didn't. But the other headline says, message from Pope not new, local Catholic officials say. And if you read the story, they parse the words very well. Anyway, that's one headline we started with. Lots more to cover today on the program. Stick around.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong. But we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What's on your mind? 855-200-1776 with your comments this hour. 855-200-1776. Some normal or nuts topics we'll tackle today on the program. As House Republicans prepare to vote on defunding Obamacare, despite a presidential veto threat, Senator John McCain says it's not rational to think we can defund Obamacare because they don't have the votes in the Senate. John McCain saying, it's not rational to try and take this on. Is he normal or is he nuts? John Boehner, the Senate or the House Speaker, said, hey, Senate GOP, get the job done on defunding. Go to work. Interesting. John McCain, normal or nuts? John Boehner, normal or nuts, in challenging the Senate? How about this limo owner out of Fargo? After sending rude and explicit texts because he didn't like the size of a tip in a little bit of hot water. Yeah, I'd say that was nuts. You could be frustrated with the tip, but this reminds me of the famous Dave's incident a little while back. Do it in the, leave it in the kitchen, right? Go back to the office and express your frustration. But seriously, sending a text? This is the story. Valley News Live had this on about this story. A Hawley, Minnesota woman says she is the victim of bullying. But this time it wasn't from a friend or a person at school. She said it was a hateful, racist text message coming from the owner of a company she did business with last weekend. It was a day of wedded bliss for new bride Jordan Hoganson. That was up until the reception when it came time to leave. We booked with Platinum Limousines, and Profile picked us up. Hoganson says Platinum Limousines out of Fargo had bus issues, so they asked Profile to step in. I got a call from the driver telling me I'd better tip him or no tip, no bus, says Hoganson. What in the world? The bride and the rest of the group on the bus put together what they thought was a good enough tip. The driver didn't agree. He shut the doors on us. He told us he wants $50, says Hoganson. And Hoganson says the trouble didn't stop there. The next morning, explicit racist text from the owner of the Profile limo. Called her a redneck, must be fat, ugly, fat hick. We called the owner asking for a response. This is Valley News Live. Do you have anything to say? No comment. Hoganson says the owner of Platinum Limo did call her apologizing, tell her she would be getting $100 back. They said they would not work with Profile again. But Jordan says it's time she hears from the owner of Profile Limousine because no one deserves to be treated the way she was in these texts. I think it's time for an apology. As the owner of a company, you can't talk to people like that. According to the Better Business Bureau's website, Profile Limousines has received another complaint in the past year from a different client, saying the company failed to provide promised services. They actually have the copy of the text messages from her phone. I'm guessing you're ugly and broke, cheap broke, learn how to tip. She sent a text back saying, learn how to run a business. Oh, goodness sakes. Anyway, we're chatting about that on our Facebook page today. Tom says it's normal. Mel says, as a teacher, I've been in the service industry for 40 years and have never received a tip from any of my customers. Current approach to teacher-student relationship. Well, if you count some awfully good chow at homes of some of my students, then I have had a few nice tips over the years. But I'd be a very rich man if I'd been sent even 5% of a former student's first paycheck. You know, it just might be worth becoming a Democrat if I could get through get that one through a legislature. Yeah, good luck.
Easy now, don't get rash.
Seriously, though, says Mel, there are some people that are as tight as a Dick's hat band, and you want to just let it go. I don't know what a Dick's hat band is. Do you, Steve?
No. But going back to that, the guy was raised by my grandparents, and they always made sure at the end of the school year or Christmas, they always got a little token gift or something for all of my teachers from kindergarten all the way up. I mean, they went out of their way.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's a tip, right? Like in a monetary sense, but it's a gesture. So
yeah, they'd buy this is back in the time before gift cards, so a certificate.
I don't know,
a dinner certificate for something. They'd always do something. They always went out of their way for a thank you card. Thanks for watching our little hellion while I was in school. They always went out of their way to make sure that that they did something. Maybe it was a little different. I mean, my godparents was a teacher. So I, you know, there's a little different relationship there, but, you know, they always went out of their way and to make sure that, you know, there was some token of appreciation.
Yeah, I think Mel was talking about tip in the sense that a waiter gets a tip or a limo driver gets a tip or a hairstylist gets a tip. They obviously don't get monetary tips. I think that's what he's talking about. But the issue is obviously this limo owner who clearly is not going to be in business much longer with this kind of behavior, you know, sending customers like just shutting the door. You're not going to get it back in unless you get a $50 tip. And my gosh, incredible. So, anyway, your comments are welcome there. We also have the city of Lee forming a legal defense fund to deal with white supremacists invading their town. A counter protest planned for this weekend in conjunction with the visit of a white supremacist leader. Here's the question. Should they ignore them or fight back? I mean, I think it's nuts what's going on down in Lee, but I wonder if it isn't creating more of a circus and you know, giving the media more reason to cover this. I think it'd be a lot better just ignore the whole thing, to tell you the truth.
See, most people have weighed in on your side because you say ignore them, and most people have agreed with you on that, and I say don't ignore them. I don't know if starting a defense fund or counter-protest or getting back up in their face is the right answer. I don't know if I go that far, but you know, my tack always is I want to hear the other side. I want to know their position. I want to understand their position because if I don't agree with their position, I'm in a stronger position to argue what they're trying to purvey. And you get that from knowledge. You get that strength of your resolve and your convictions from having knowledge. And ignoring them, I don't think's the answer, because then you open yourself up to rumor and conjecture and not knowing all the facts. Bigotry, hatred, bad. Yeah, we all know that. But I want to know where a particular opinion or their tact is coming from, because it gives me the tools to combat that on a better front.
So we're going to tackle that one today on the program and see who you agree with, Mr. Bakken or myself. I also believe this country is doomed. I mean, done and over. If you can't get, you know, a group of elected leaders like the Democrats in Congress to think it's okay with the financial condition of this country to reform food stamps. Unbelievable. More on that coming up, folks. Stay tuned.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
The Bakken is buzzing about drill and dry absorbents from Green Technologies. Green Technologies is the exclusive distributor of drill and dry, a product that can save you time and save you money in the oil patch. It is the best all-natural absorbent product specifically produced for oil field applications. Drill and Dry from Green Technologies. Find out more at gtmwt.com. That's their website, gtmwt.com, or call 855-246-4312. It's a fine-grade product with unique properties made as an efficient absorbent commonly used for oil and water cleanup, spills, and other environmental remediation. And the high absorption results in rapid drill bit cuttings drying. High internal void volume results in savings up to 30% too. Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent specifically produced for oil field applications. Green Technologies is the place to get Drill and Dry. Call 855-246-4312 or online at gtmwt.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
It It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Seriously, I think this country's doomed. I really do. If you look at the financial condition of the United States of America, trillions in debt, the deficit, and you've got a group of folks who, and you know, maybe they're doing it for political reasons because they see themselves as getting some benefit out of this. But if they can't say, yeah, you're right, you know, we'll find a $40 billion worth of savings over 10 years, is $4 billion a year in this program so we can tighten the belt. If they can't see that, if they can't see that there's abuse and the use of this thing is skyrocketed, it's incredible. It really is. We're going to dig into that one a little bit today and see who you think is right on it. Already a good, robust debate waging on our Facebook page about it as we speak. House Republicans pushing for major food stamp cuts. Are they really? Are they major food stamp cuts? And the story says a whopping $40 billion over 10 years. Seriously? Whopping? What's the total amount? Do they have that here anywhere? Oh, here we go. The cost of SNAP, acronym for it, has more than doubled since 2008. Coming to nearly $78 billion last year. So the program's doubled. And we're not saying, well, let's trim it back to where it was in 2008. We're saying let's find $4 billion out of the $80 billion that can be trimmed. Nope. And by the way, we're talking 10 years here. Congressional Budget Office is estimating that the amount of people using SNAP will decline from 48 million people in 2014 to 34 million in 2023. Well, there you go. I just am flabbergasted by that. Anyway, we're back on the program. This is What's on Your Mind, the preview. Also coming up today on the program, downtown Fargo is the host site for ESPN Game Day, and this is a story that's rippling all across the upper Midwest, certainly, to have for the only the fourth time ever ESPN Game Day on the in the community of a non-major college team. So it'll be the story tomorrow of college football. Think about that. And if you're coming in to take it in, they are going to start tailgating earlier. They're going to be doing shuttles to and from the Game Day event. You have to walk a block or two downtown, but it's not far. I think they're using the John Berry Hall, aren't they? as I recall, which is just a couple blocks to the west of downtown. And then they'll shuttle you back and forth in the dome. So there's lots of shuttles going back and forth the whole time. So it'll be good and easy. Anyway, Gene Taylor's going to join us on the program today to talk about the impact of all that. Get some recruits in. It'll help, trust me. And all the preparations and the uproar over downtown, and it's been a circus of a week for Bison fans and for the school, for sure. We're also going to talk to Scott Garmon, this group planning counter-protests to the visit of a white supremacist leader to Leaf. I want to get your take on that, too, because I really I think that's adding fuel to the fire. They're getting exactly what they want. Exactly what they want. Not good at all. Anyway, all that coming up on the program we call What's on Your Mind. But as far as sports goes, really, it's another, I mean, Bison's the big story. I mean, think about this, folks. You know what? If it was the Bison in Delaware State this weekend, it'd be a typical home football weekend, and it'd be a big story for Bison fans all throughout the state that are coming in, but mainly, you know, a Fargo story. This is now a Midwest story. This is now it transcends everything. It's a big deal. All the viewers that come with ESPN game day. Chuck Klosterman, who has some North Dakota roots, has written a column saying it's time for NDSU to consider making the jump. He's does he write for ESPN too? No, he writes for the New York Times, but also for ESPN. And he has a piece front page of today's Forum. Talking about he thinks it's time for the program to move up. And what he was surprised is when he came back after the K-State win to not have more people agreeing, actually thinking the opposite. So that's the kind of talk that's already happening as a result of what's going on. By the way, the wood chipper from the movie Fargo is going to be part of the broadcast. It's actually going to be on the set of ESPN's College Game Day during Saturday's broadcast. Now, I don't know if you remember that movie, but there was an individual put in the wood chipper, the movie Fargo, and of course a lot of people nationally love to have fun with Fargo the movie and contrast it with Fargo the city. I have been one that over the years have always thought there was more good than bad that came out of that. But obviously, the stereotype for a good part of that movie was ridiculous. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the good things, because the wood chipper will remind people, oh, yeah, that movie Fargo is a bunch of yeah, you betcha, you know, little backwards town. Well, they're not going to see a backwards town. They're not going to see a backwards state on the national stage on Saturday. So that's a good thing. If you are coming in, here's the scoop on the game day shuttles, the exact details. This is the MAT bus that you see around, the MAT bus system that you see around town, NDSU, ESPN, all collaborating. And the bus service is going to start at 5:30 in the morning. So we'll have free shuttles to and from downtown to the, near the site of the ESPN College Game Day broadcast. And they're going to go every 5 minutes. If you're on the campus, the shuttles will pick you up on the east side of the Bison Sports Arena at University Drive and 17th Avenue North, south side of the T Lot on 11th Avenue North, and at Memorial Union. So three locations there, okay? Again, east side of Bison Sports Arena, south side of the T Lot on 11th Avenue North, and at Memorial Union. And then the buses will drop off at 10th Street and 2nd Avenue North in downtown Fargo. That's Berry Hall. From there, you walk to the game day set, which is near 3rd Avenue North at Broadway. The show airs live from 8 to 11 a.m. And the shuttles will be going until 2:45 p.m. Kickoff's at 2:30, so by that time, they'll have everybody where they need to be. At NDSU parking is available. If you want to go to NDSU first and then take the shuttle, go to the T lot. Parking in downtown Fargo is free in the city-owned lots, including at the Civic Center and the Island Park ramp. Okay? Should be fun. Forum has a little story, too, about how the game day experience at the other three schools that were not FBS schools, non-major schools, worked out well for them. So, that's kind of cool, too. Now, they do a guest picker every week on ESPN Game Day, too, don't they? On College Game Day, a celebrity picker. And is the celebrity picker actually there on set, or do they film? Oh, it's usually local? All right. So who will that be? That's always a secret right up until it happens, right? Anyway. And it should be fun. I love the fact that it is gaining the attention that it is. So that is, anyway, the big sports story of the weekend without question. All right. What else can I tell you? Some good Sioux hockey news. Wild one. I better give you an update on the Twins at Oakland, though, right? Joe Mauer is making some progress from his concussion. That's a good thing. A little bit of good Minnesota Twins news. But I got to get the score here because the game was late. And it's not in front of me here in the forum. Okay. How'd we do? Lost 8-6. The A's are hot. Didn't manage 6 runs. Not bad. I'll pull Mark here since Mark's off today. He's down in South Dakota. Back on Monday on the program, by the way. I meant to mention that earlier. If you're wondering where Mark the Freedom Poet is. Mark would say, the Twins scored 6 runs against this awesome, hot Oakland A's team. Yeah, they did indeed. And scored first, but had a bit of a meltdown in the 6th there, gave up 4 runs. Put 2 back on in the 6th, 2 back on in the 8th, but lost 8-6. Wild beat the Jets 4-1. Preseason action going on. Now Winnipeg's going to come down to Minnesota. They were up at Winnipeg last night. And what else was I going to tell you? Oh, a Sioux hockey story. The new NCHC, that's the new league, the National Collegiate Hockey Conference that the University of North Dakota is in this year. This league is stacked. We really got a lot of great things going on. It was media day yesterday. And down in the Twin Cities, actually, which I thought was kind of fun. They had media day in the Twin Cities for both the Big Ten leagues and the NCHC. Smart media savvy. I like how they're doing this. And the NCHC was at the Target Center, which will host their postseason tournament. Anyway, the Sioux are picked 2nd. Racking up 5 first-place votes in the new league, but picked 2nd. That's all right. Take a little of that power off, right? That pressure. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Steve Buchan and Scott Hennen want to know what's on your mind. Call us at 800-228-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed the process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. It's not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Pollen Burst and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
The What's On Your Mind preview continues. AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 Talk Radio, The Bakken, KTGO. 855-200-1776, our toll-free telephone number. You can call that, by the way. If you press 1, you can leave a message. Press 2 to join us live on the air. But if you can't wait to weigh in on John McCain saying it's not rational to think we can defund Obamacare, or this Fargo limo owner sending a nasty, rude text because he didn't like the size of a tip, or I need a referee on this Leith thing. You know, Leith, or this, you know, a sad individual has moved into town to spread his hateful rhetoric, has attracted some big commander, white supremacist leader, and so a lot of folks will be descending on Leith this weekend. They're going to have the protest, counter-protest, and media. I think it's a circus we ought to avoid, just ignore. Steve disagrees. He thinks this is a great way to push back. But so we need a referee on that one. You let us know who you think's right. And I'm flabbergasted that Heidi Heitkamp and Democrats really, really think that a small percentage reduction in a program that has doubled in size since 2008 isn't a place we can find some savings in a country that's broke. Wow. Unbelievable. Harry Reid called it hateful, punitive legislation. Went from $40 billion to $80 billion. Are you going to pull $4 billion a year out of that? Oh, it's hateful. It's vengeful. I'll tell you what's hateful and punitive. The fiscal condition and the fiscal child abuse this country's in as a result of that kind of thinking. We're doomed. When these people are on the national stage, we are doomed. I'm sorry, folks. We are. A setup for failure, without question. All right, let me tell you about the weather. And by the way, NDSU Athletic Director Gene Taylor, Scott Garmin will join us. We're live at the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center expanded facilities. Fort Mandan up at Washburn, North Dakota today. Festivities happening there this weekend. You can add to your list of to-dos this weekend. Here's what we're looking at weather-wise. Cloudy and chilly today in the valley. Isolated showers before noon, mostly cloudy. A high temperature of just 61 degrees. A northwest wind at 11 to 15. Gusts as high as 20. Chance of precip 20%. Partly cloudy, 42 tonight. Sunny near 65 tomorrow. That's pretty good football weather. Light and variable wind becoming east-northeast around 5 in the morning. Saturday night clear, low around 50. Sunday sunny, nice day, mid-70s. Breezy with a south-southeast wind, though. Gusting as high as 29 miles an hour. 59 and a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Breezy, too, on Sunday night. Monday, some showers and thunderstorms back. Partly sunny, high near 70. And then Monday night, 52. Tuesday, sunny, 75. Wednesday, showers near 75. Okay, let's check out the oil patch. Patchy fog this morning. Some patchy frost, even, believe it or not. There's a word we didn't want to hear. Otherwise, once we get beyond that, sunny at a high near 66 and a light northwest wind today. Tonight, mostly clear, low around 41. Calm wind becoming northeast around 6 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny, high near 74. Southeast wind at 6 to 11 with gusts as high as 18 miles an hour. Saturday night, clear, mid-40s. Sunday, sunny, high near 76. Sunday's going to be the beauty this weekend. Nice weekend. Sunday night, partly cloudy, 50. Monday, sunny, 72. Monday night, clear, low on 49. Tuesday, sunny, mid-70s, low 70s. Wednesday, sunny, upper 60s for a high. Thursday, chance of showers, cloudy, mid-60s. All right. Right now, let's take a little trip around the region and see how we're looking weather-wise for you. Fargo, 52. Grand Forks, 50. Jamestown, 50. Devil's Lake, 47. Wahpeton, 52. Overcast in 48 in Valley City. On the patch, Tioga 39, Stanley 39, clear skies. Williston clear in 40, Dickinson clear in 41, Sydney, Montana clear in 36 degrees. Oh, Sydney, say it ain't so. Miles City, Montana, 39 degrees and clear skies as well. Okay, folks, we're going to get cranking. Now I'm going to give you a new number to join us live on the air on What's on Your Mind. And because we have a couple of guests, 9:30, 10:30, as well as a couple of folks checking in from the Lewis and Clark Interpretive Center grand opening of their expansion, if you have something on your mind, don't waste any time. Get right in there on this Leaf North Dakota deal or food stamps or anything you want to weigh in on. Game day, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you're like me and have an iPhone and switched up to the operating system 7, probably nothing works today, but if you would be so kind, we'd love to have you in our favorites. Do you know you can do that? If you have an iPhone, at least, you click on favorites, you push the plus sign, and then you can put us right in there. We'd love to have you in there. Very easy. 800-228-0550. Simple as that. 800-228-0550. Our dime. What's on your mind? Steve Bakken and I next. Don't touch that dime.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind a marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced muscular skeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.